Hi, I'm Sonia Berger. I live in Paarl, a beautiful historic town close to Cape Town. Now today we're going to talk about three different phrasal verbs. The first one is get by, the second one get away with, and the third one dress up. Now get by, our first phrasal verb, can have many different meanings, and today we will look at five different meanings. The first one is to have enough money to buy the things you need, but not more. The second meaning is to survive. The third meaning is to cope with. The fourth meaning is to succeed with very little effort. And the fifth meaning is to proceed without being found out, criticized, or punished. Now let's start with a sample sentence for the first meaning, which is to have enough money to buy the things you need, but not more. My dad lost his job 6 months ago, and now we have to get by, but we are coping because my mom has taken a job as a secretary. Now in this case, the family is taking some financial strain, but they are getting by. They have enough to pay for their needs. Another example that illustrates this would be this one. My parents have cut my allowance because my grades were so poor, but I'm getting by. Now it's important to understand that getting by has different meanings for different people. In the case of this girl, getting by probably means still being able to buy her makeup or going out once instead of twice on a weekend. To a billionaire, getting by means having four cars in the garage without a helicopter instead of having eight cars and a helicopter. To the poverty-stricken guy, it means having a bowl of porridge and some milk. So getting by does not mean the same thing to everyone. And that brings me to the second meaning, which is to survive. A sample sentence here would be, in many poor countries, people have to survive on a dollar a day, or to get by on a dollar a day. Now in this case, these people do not have enough. They have to get by, they have to survive. It's a matter of life and death. So in this sentence, get by is about survival and not having enough. And that brings me to the third meaning, which is to cope with. My dad can get by on 5 hours sleep a night, but I need eight. So this dad can cope with little sleep, but the child can't. The fourth meaning is to succeed with very little effort. The example sentence here would be, my roommate gets by with 1 hour of study per day while I sit in front of the books all day. So this roommate manages to pass with very little effort. The fifth meaning would be to proceed without being discovered, criticized, or punished. And here we take a sentence from the world of work. It frustrates me that my colleague gets by with so little work. This colleague is a lazy bum. He comes to work late. He doesn't pitch up for meetings. And he lets other people do his work for him. But he gets by. He gets promoted. He succeeds without being found out, punished, or criticized. That brings me to the next phrasal verb, to get away with. We're going to look at three different meanings that get away with can have. The first is not to be caught or punished when you've done something wrong. The second is to receive less punish than one would have expected. And the third one is to escape undesirable consequences. Now let's look at the first one, which is not to get punished for something that you've done wrong. At school, he gets away with cutting class because he's such a charming guy. You all know this guy. He's beautiful, he's dashing and handsome, flashing smile. He comes to class late or cuts class completely, but when he walks into the classroom and he smiles, that beautiful smile of his, all the teachers fall for it. So he gets away with cutting class, with doing something wrong, and he isn't punished for it. The second meaning of to get away with is to receive less punishment than one would have expected. Sample sentence. Instead of being fired for sleeping on the job, the guy just got a light reprimand from his boss. So this guy fell asleep at work, and they warned him, and then he fell asleep again and again. One would have expected him to be punished, probably fired, but his boss seems to like him because she doesn't fire him. She just reprimands him lightly. He gets away with less punishment than one would have expected. The third meaning of to get away with is to escape the consequences of something. A good example would be, this restaurant gets away with serving limp, cold chips and greasy, tasteless hamburgers. Now, the consequences of serving such awful food is normally that one loses one's clients, but this restaurant seems to get away with it. They don't lose clients. They get away with bad service, awful food. The fourth meaning of to get away with is part of a fixed expression, which you should know, and that is to get away with murder. But obviously it doesn't refer to real murder. It's a figurative use of the word. We're going to look at two examples here. The first one is, teenagers get away with murder in their homes these days. Now here we're not talking about real murder. No parents were harmed in the making of this sentence. The teenagers did not take an axe to their parents. We are simply referring to rude, obnoxious teenagers who think they can do and say what they like and get away with it, get away with murder. And that brings us to another example. Because his parents are diplomats, Felipe gets away with murder. Once again, Felipe doesn't physically stab someone or shoot them. But Felipe does a lot of things wrong. Felipe drinks and then drives recklessly. Felipe seduces the girls, gets them pregnant, and then doesn't pay any maintenance. Felipe swallows drugs as if they were M&Ms, and then he does outrageous things and shouts obscenities at passers-by, but no one lifts a finger at him. He gets away with murder, figuratively speaking. The third and last phrasal verb we're going to look at is dress up. Three meanings. To wear special clothes, such as fancy dress, for fun. Second meaning, to wear clothes that are more formal than the clothes you would normally wear. And third meaning, to make something seem more attractive or interesting than it really is. Number one, to wear special clothes, e.g. fancy dress, for fun. My sister will dress up as Princess Leia and I will go as Yoda. Okay, so this example is specifically for Star Wars fans. If you are a Batman fan or a Lord of the Rings fan, make up your own sentence that means to dress up for fun in special clothes. Okay, I hear all those Lord of the Rings fans complaining, so I'll do one more sample sentence for you. Can't you guess from the long beard and the cape that I'm Gandalf? Satisfied? Now, number two, to wear clothes that are more formal than the clothes you would normally wear. I dressed up for my first date with the most popular boy in school. I'm sure most of you can relate to this, that first exciting date with a guy you really like, or a girl. And clothes give us power. They make us feel more attractive. And finally, they hide the ugly bits. So in this case, to dress up means to wear clothes that are more formal than one would normally wear. There's a saying, all dressed up with nowhere to go. Now this saying can have two meanings. The one is literal and the other is figurative. I'm going to illustrate the literal meaning by asking you to spin the story of Cinderella with me. So let's reimagine the story. Cinders has been turned into a beautiful princess by the fairy, and she's wearing a shimmering dress and waiting to go to the ball. And the next moment the news comes that the party is off because the prince has eloped with a busty blonde. So Cinders is literally dressed up with nowhere to go. But figuratively, this sentence would mean being ready for a situation or a happening that never takes place. And now we come to the last meaning of to dress up, to make something look more attractive or more interesting than it actually is. And here we're looking at an example from a holiday experience. I admit, the resort looks old and tired, but I chose it because they dressed it up in the brochure as a beautiful oasis and having rustic charm. So this poor guy has spent a lot of money and time on choosing this resort. But brochures lie, and so do photographs. I mean, throw in a bit of Photoshop and you have a problem. So bummer, this holiday that he and his family had looked forward to is not a great success because the brochure had dressed the place up to look more interesting and more attractive than it actually is. And that is the end of our video today. I hope you all get by this month. You manage to get away with whatever it is you tend to do wrong. And finally, that you get dressed up with somewhere to go.